Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch. First bonus episode of 2021. Woohoo! I'm Emily, and you know who I am.
I'm Henley. You also know who I am.
I'm Toni Collette.
Oh my God, she's here.
I can't believe you didn't do an accent, Toni. Toni did a great American accent.
Toni sounds just like Sammy.
Oh my God. Can you guys imagine if we got Toni on the pod?
Holy shit. I would cry.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do the podcast. I'd be so nervous.
I'd be so stressed. We'd have to take beta blockers for sure.
For sure.
Wait, can I talk about that for 1 second, actually?
Yeah.
So
sure.
So I do have a fear of public speaking, and this definitely came out in my job where I would have to present at work a lot in person. And since for the past year, we've been doing everything over Zoom or over like Google Hangouts. And since then, like my fear is completely gone away. Like I am like not nervous at all. I'm like not scared to present, like whatever. It's
maybe
totally fine.
You're in your comfort zone.
I'm 100% in my comfort zone.
The safety of your home.
100%. However, we have just started doing production kickoffs again as new productions are ramping up, and production kickoffs are with like everyone. It's like everyone at Netflix who works on the project, and then also like the executive producers and the writers, and it's just a lot of people. And today I had to do one, and I was like not even thinking about it, like didn't think for like 1 second about it. And then all of a sudden I'm doing the meeting, and it's one of those meetings where like they're running down a list and you know your name is coming, and you have to just say like who you are and
I'm
what
getting
you do.
Fucking stressed just imagining this.
Truly, I do so many more things that involve so much more talking and so much more involvement, but it's like two minutes of me talking, like maybe not even like a minute and a half of me talking. And I like had a panic attack.
Yes.
I was so scared. I was so scared. My heart was like beating out of my chest. Everyone else on the call was like so lovely, so nice, so relaxed, having the best time, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm going to fucking ruin the vibe right now. I'm going to come in and ruin the vibe because I can not speak. I can barely have words come out of my mouth. Like I
know this feeling. I did my very best. Well.
I did my best. And I said what I needed to say. And I was like, I'm so excited to work on this project. And then I like muted myself. And afterwards, I like said to Tim, who's in the room, I was like, was that okay? And he was like, I could tell you were so nervous.
I one time did a script read through. And I'm not an actor. And I was just doing just one line. All I had was one line. But same thing. It was like near the end of the script. And so for the whole thing, I was just like, your part's coming. Your part's coming. Don't fuck it up. Don't. And by the time it got to my part, my hands were numb. I was like seeing spots. I was full panic attack.
Oh, no.
It was so fucking stupid. Like literally nobody gives a shit.
It's not stupid. The anticipation is definitely the worst part.
It's the anticipation of knowing you have to say a very specific thing, which is obviously what it means to be an actor, like you have a line or whatever, but having to just say like my name and what I do instead of like it being a question or conversation or like something more free flowing. There's something about it having to be this very specific thing that I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I just can't. I've got to fuck it up. I can't do it. Anyway, sorry to like hijack the beginning of this conversation, but I really needed to get that off my chest.
Thank you for apologizing.
I'm glad you did. and also thank you for apologizing. I was stewing.
But speaking of anticipation being the worst part, it's a nice little segue to some horror movie talk. And for this bonus episode, we are talking about the history of slashers. This started because, as everyone knows, we talk about Shudder a lot.
We talk about Shudder a lot.
I have a Shudder subscription. I was like, well, I better fucking watch some more stuff on Shudder since I pay for this. It's not that expensive. Just $5.99 a month. Sponsor us, Shudder. Sponsor us.
Shudder!
And I saw they had on their show called The History of Horror, hosted by Eli Roth. It's written and directed by Kurt Cienega. And I just started watching it and I found it so interesting. And I was like, we should do a little history lesson on these subgenres of horror because, you know, none of us are horror experts. We kind of started this and have all gotten more familiar with horror as we go. But horror experts can be very intimidating and... Why not have just
any expert I find true, intimidating?
True. So we figured why not have a less intimidating conversation about the history of horror?
Why not?
I love it. And from the perspective of non-experts.
Yes. If you're expecting a scholarly dive, this is not it.
This is not it. This is never going to be
this
it.
This is never going to be that.
And also, two out of the three of us don't even like slashers.
So. Yeah, I will say, so this was a two-part doc, the episodes. What am
yes,
I saying?
Slasher.
There were two
the
episodes
series is two
of the
episodes.
Series. Thank you, thank you. And I watched part one of two. I was going to watch it all, but in those 40 minutes, I saw more blades entering bodies than I have ever seen in my entire life. And I was at a point really proud of myself because I was not looking away. I kept my eyes open. I watched it all happen. But I really hit my limit. And part two was them, like, you know, it went chronologically. So part two, which we'll discuss, was like the more recent stuff. And they said in the treat, I can't talk.
It's hard.
They said in the teaser, like, and then we'll get into Saw and Hoss, and I was like, no, I can't even imagine. No, I saw a lot. I just want to be applauded because I saw a lot of
I applaud you.
I saw some axes to a face, limbs getting removed. I saw a lot of things.
We all know Emily does not like knives. So slashers are not a great one for you.
They're hard for me. Mm-hmm. So
I had a similar experience, Emily. I did not enjoy the fact that they actually showed so many clips of these movies they're trying to talk about.
So many. I truly was like, why are they doing this? And then realized it's on a horror network about horror for people who like it. And it's like, oh.
The intended audience, yes, is
right. They like this.
Horror
they like
fans.
This.
I will say, so it spoils everything. It spoils the endings to every movie it talks about, which we had done most of them, so it's not too bad, but just a heads up that if you watch the show, which I think is really interesting and has interviews with a lot of the actors and directors from these movies.
And also randomly interviews like Elijah Wood, who wasn't in any of them.
And Sarah Paxton actually one line. Produces horror movies. Elijah Wood produced Mandy.
Look at that. I love Elijah Wood. Who doesn't love Elijah Wood? Just a little guy. Who doesn't love him?
We love him.
I love him.
I will say that I was nervous to watch these because I didn't want to see all this horror content. And I was like, in the first 5 minutes, I was like, I fucking hate this. But then I feel like I realized that I very quickly got desensitized to it because I think I'm more problem with horror movies is like the whole vibe of a horror movie, like getting sucked into it and getting sucked into the story. Mm-hmm. When it's just clips, it's easier to disconnect and be like, this isn't real.
Right.
But anyway, should we get into...
Let's get into it.
If you want to hear the history of slashers as told by one person who is relatively new to horror and two people who don't like slashers, you're going to want to head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TSDW podcast and join Tony fucking Collette's inner circle, and you'll get access to this bonus episode, previous bonus episodes, and two bonus episodes a month. But if you don't want to do that, we will be back with a regular episode this upcoming Wednesday, and we will see you then. Love you. Bye-bye.